The Spotlight. Join us on The Spotlight, the program that highlights the inspiring journeys of UN volunteers across South Sudan. Discover their challenges, their achievements, and the impact they are making in the communities across the country. Tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. with a repeat on Sundays at 8 p.m. only on Radio Mirror, the voice of peace. Hello and welcome to the Spotlight program. My name is Moro Lokombo and I will be with you in this episode of Spotlight. Now, our guest for today is from Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, Dr. Serge Madipano. And he is a medical doctor specializing in anesthesia and clinical care. Now, Dr. Serge also holds a medical degree from the University of Lubumbashi, from DRC, and a master's degree in medicine from Mbarara University of Science and Technology in Uganda. At the moment, he is pursuing a Master of Science in Disaster Medicine at the University del Piemonte in Italy. And Dr. Serge is married, as per earlier conversation with him, and a proud father of four, if I'm not mistaken. And outside of his medical career, he enjoys playing football, singing, playing musical instruments, and traveling. Now, for him, medicine is not just a profession, but a calling to serve and care for others, especially in critical moments. Dr. Serge, you're welcome to Spotlight here on Radio Mirror. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for welcoming me in the Spotlight. Thank you.
Great. I have mentioned a lot of things about you. Are they all correct?
Yeah. They're all very correct. Yeah, they're correct.
Great. So, Doctor, what are some of the recollections you remember at your first days as a UNV in South Sudan?
Before that, I've been working for the UN as a consultant or in several countries. But after coming here, like being welcome as a family member of the UNV community was totally different. The approach was different. I mean, positively different. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like home, and it was, people were treating me with respect those days, and everyone wanted to help, you know, to advise, to ensure that I mingle in the community. Yeah, it was good.
Wow. That sounds good. Now, separateness, of course, this is one of the things that probably you feel when you leave your country and family. Now, has the absence from your family affected you in any way?
Yeah, there's nothing more painful always than being away from home. Mostly, if you have younger children like mine, it's very sad. And the saddest moment is when you miss their birthdays and the school graduations, and or even when they are sick and you are not around to give them the care you give to other people. It's a challenging time, and it's not as easy as we think it is.
How old is your first child?
She's just 10, making just 11 10. Soon. Yeah.
Wow, quite young indeed. Okay, yeah. Talking about that and away from that now, what are your top three things that you have done as a UN volunteer or as a volunteer? Top three things.
Yeah, it's quite difficult to say, or it's not easy for me to say the things that I've done or I've achieved. But like people, colleagues, and people we serve daily, they want to judge or to criticize or to appreciate what what you're doing. But I think the fact that one accepts to volunteer, despite all these challenges, is already one of the best thing to do.
Wow. How easy or difficult has it been for you after this moment?
It was challenging. You know, a new environment, new community, new setting, new approach of things. Even technically, the things were not as I've seen it in some other places. So if I can answer your question, how easy it is, or it has been, I don't think it was easy. Yeah, it was a little bit challenging.
Well, what is the biggest challenge that you face here in South Sudan? How long have you even been in South Sudan?
I've been here since September 2024. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But coming from a country which is a little bit cooler than South Sudan,
wow, there's also that
factor which affect. And you know, you're coming in a new place, you're meeting new people. We have our differences. People coming from all over the world. So at the beginning, like, you know, you will be scratching each other until you get a common understanding of things. So these are some of the challenges. And even technically, we like the instrument we use, or the approach to the patient and all those things are a little bit different from other places. So yeah, that's also can be counted as a challenge.
And how do you make it socially with the community, the host community? Have you taken time to be with them, with South Sudanese out there, apart from you being in your clinic and then the UN compound?
Nowadays I'm enjoying. I'm like really enjoying these days. Yeah, I've made new friends and new colleagues, and I'm enjoying. Every evening we play football, like every evening. Mm-hmm. We play football with colleagues and friends, and it is. I'm getting it now.
You're getting it now. So, yeah. So what survival skills have you acquired that you think could be valuable to anyone aspiring to become a volunteer?
The word would be adaptation. Mm. Yeah, that's the main word. If you want to start this journey of volunteering, would be adaptation. Mm. Because you can be thrown anyway. Then if you want to sit on your chair and thinking that manna will come from heaven, that will not be easy. So there are many mosquitoes in this place. Then what do you do about it? Yeah, everything is not as you expect it. Even sometimes the internet is not the best. So we just need to adapt ourselves to the environment. That's the take-home word for everyone who is planning or wishing to volunteer.
And has that been your biggest secret?
Yeah. Like, that's really what I do. Like, you try to adapt.
You try to adopt as soon as possible.
You see that everything is easy. Yeah.
Interesting there. Now, how has life been as a UNV? Has it impacted on you negatively or positively or either ways?
Yeah, as I said before, nowadays I'm like trying to enjoy, because I managed to make friends, and I'm getting acquainted to the system. Like, the frustration are becoming less, and above all, there's this happiness of giving. You know, they say that there's more happiness in giving than in receiving. Like, when I consider myself as UNV, I consider like I'm giving to the community, though I'm getting experience and getting to know other people and to live with them and to know how other people living in other worlds. But it's more of giving also what I know, like my little knowledge into the community. It's that's when you get that happiness, your life starts changing with that. You know, like you feel better.
Interesting. Earlier in my introduction, I mentioned one of your hobbies that you enjoy doing. One of them is singing. What do you sing? What kind of music do you sing? What kind of songs do you sing?
Being born from the DRC,
yeah, of course,
that, I'm not surprised. In the
every
gym.
Congolese is a musician.
I like singing and singing gospels and playing them, also playing some instruments, not professionally, but trying to play some keyboard and some guitar and
If you don't mind, give us one verse of your favorite songs. That's 15, 15, 30 seconds.
I didn't see that coming, but what song can I sing for you right now?
What are your favorites?
My favorite. To God be the glory, great thing he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. I think that is enough.
Interesting indeed. From a doctor to a musician, I'm not surprised. From Congo, every doctor, everybody from Congo is a musician. Okay, yeah. we're gonna take a break of music, of course. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I like African folkloric like music, mostly, like that, the first line. And I go to opposites. From there, I shift directly to pure classical music.
Oh, really?
Yes, like pure classical music, kind of Handel, kind of Mozart, kind of, yeah. So it's a little bit of mixing of everything, and it does well in my ears.
Interesting. So what song would you prefer for today, before we go for a break?
For a break, I would go for Hallelujah Challenge of Nathaniel Bassey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah.
You're here listening to Spotlight. My name is Morolo Kombo, and we're having Dr. Serge from the DRC, who is actually multi-talented. You just heard he gave you one line or two music. He is a footballer. He is a medical doctor. He's a lot, my friend. So as we continue to talk about him and to interact with him here on the Spotlight, Doctor, what is it that attracted you to become a UNV?
Yeah, the first thing is the excitement. Like, I was excited to join the UNV and to volunteer anyway, because I've volunteered before with other organizations. So there's that excitement, like, you know, to come and it's more of that.
How different is the UN volunteer program than other organizations that you earlier worked for?
Where I volunteered or where I worked for, just generally? Yeah.
No. Where you did you volunteer earlier in another organization apart from the UN?
Yes. I volunteered in other organization earlier.
And how do you compare the two, the UN and other, just any other organization?
Yeah, the UN is an elephant. So yeah, like the conditions are much better in the UN than in other organization, though the end part of it is just giving to the people. The little or the big you have, you just give it. But administratively or organization-wide, the UN has more potential and more resource to facilitate you into volunteering.
Wow. And do you think there are things that you feel profoundly touched by as a volunteer?
Yeah. When I see the number of people volunteering within the UN system from all over the world, and when you see the dedication that they are giving in, you just feel touched and you're like, it's worth it.
Wow. Now, when we go further, like we say, what was your first moment of serving as a volunteer? That could mean like things could be something that you did in your community back home or wherever.
Yeah, I volunteered the first time. It was in a certain village where I just finished my medical school. Okay, like a few years later. Then I was sent there to go and help in a far village where the resources were not as I have right now in the UN system. That's why I said that it was excitement which is driving me. Like, you know, when you see people suffering and you think that, oh, okay, at least I've done this small thing. It's not that I'm coming to finish all the problems of the people, but this small thing that I've brought in the community, it makes me feel satisfied and feel like I'm also contributing to the better of this world.
Great. Tell me about your most memorable moment as a UNV, if there is, if at all there is any.
Yeah, we have some great memorable days, especially in my department, in the department where I work, in the medical department. Like when you see this person coming and like hopeless, thinking that maybe he has very huge problem, and when you arrive to treat the person, and the next day you see the person smiling and showing other people like, that's my doctor. You know, you have that, you feel well, like you can also bring something to this world, you know.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. There, you're listening to The Spotlight, and with me is Dr. Serge from the DRC, and he's a doctor, and he is, are you at level 1 or level 2 here in South Sudan?
I'm at level 1 plus.
Level 1 plus.
Yes, it's something in between level 1 and level 2.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay, was there anybody in your cycle who had ever done anything that sometimes makes you also to feel good or makes you feel you are part of the family?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Like during those, at the beginning where I was like lonely, not knowing where to go and people to talk to, I found these kind people. Like some of them invited me like to join the football team. It didn't just come for me anyhow. So, and some people have been really kind to me, like showing me where to buy bread or where to go and, you know.
Where to get your vegetables.
Exactly, where to get your vegetables and how to go through with things. Like here, maybe when I have to order for plates or something, I didn't know. And you see someone telling me, oh, now you have to go to I Need and you request things like this. So people have been really helpful. Like I'm surrounded by helpful people.
Great. We have done a lot of talking. How about one more music, one more track? What one? What do you want to listen to again?
Now, if I have to, yeah, the quite number of music. But let's say if I go for Ambassadors of Christ Choir, it's a Rwandese choir. Yeah, which sings very well. And there's a song talking about like where we come and where we've reached. And it is in Swahili. It is saying, Tumetoka Mbali.
We have come from far, something like that.
Yes, we've come from far, exactly. So that is one of my favorite songs also. So yeah, I think we can do that.
So you seem to do a lot of gospel songs, eh?
Yes. I listen to a lot of gospel. Yeah.
Interesting, doctor there.
Tunao ushuhuda wa kutosha kwamba Mungu mwenyewe kwa mkono wake ametuleta umbali huu akitupendeleza taratibu bila haraka. Lakini kwa uhakika
tumetoka mbali, mbali sana, hata twashanga tulivyofika hapa. Asingekuwa yeye Mungu wetu, tungeweza nini, tungeweza nini? Basi hatuna budi kusimama mbele ya mataifa tukishuhudia
interview. And as you're listening to us from Radio Miraya, we are talking to Dr. Serge, who is from our neighboring country, that is the DRC. Here, I'm surprised he hasn't requested any song from Congo or Lingala. I don't know. Let's continue.
We'll reach there indeed. So
how does the prospect of being a volunteer in often hard conditions suit you?
The whole sense of volunteering is when you do it or when you serve those who can't afford those services.
Mm.
So working in, if it was for working in suitable places or suitable conditions, some of us wouldn't have been here.
Mm.
So you really feel that you've volunteered or you've done something good when you go to serve those who can't afford, made because of natural or man-made catastrophes, but those people who can't afford, those people who who are hopeless are really people who need our services. So talking about hard conditions to a volunteer is like giving him more opportunities to work.
Okay. So if you were stranded on a desert island, what luxury would you take?
Is there any internet in that island? If there's internet in that island, my phone will
be... Well, it depends. Maybe you have... If you had your phone, I don't know.
Exactly. If there's internet there, my phone will be sufficient. If not...
That will be enough.
Exactly.
Interesting.
If not,
here.
I will carry books and things like that.
Okay. Well, doctor, who are the people that have been so influential in your life that you'd like to mention?
My family.
Mm-hmm.
My family. And what I mean by my family is like my parents and my siblings. But mostly my family, the family that I've made myself, like me and my wife and my children. So, those are the people behind me pushing me to do what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doctor, please describe to us your relationship with the community you work in at the moment.
I may say it's very good. I don't know how I can appreciate myself, but... the community, the South Sudanese community, they will tell you, whoever has met me will tell you that guy is just too good. I like languages, so I quickly learn languages. And I've managed to learn some few words in Dinka and in Arabic. And when I go out, maybe in the market, I just make fun and,
Talk to me in simple Arabic.
Oh, Sabah al-Khair.
Sabah al-Nur.
Kefalik.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
That is not simple at all. That is not simple. That is the real one. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. Now, what would you have been if you hadn't become a doctor, or who you are at the moment, your current position at work? Did you have any plans of being something else apart from being a doctor?
My mother thought I would become a musician if I'm not... And she didn't like that. So she pushed me to go for medicine because she saw that I had a tendency of becoming a Congolese Dombolo-like musician.
Mm-hmm.
So,
You could have been the new Kofi, you never know.
Yes. You never know. Or Fali Pupa or something.
So your mother pushed you a lot to where you are at the moment.
Yes. She helped me to do medicine and to forget about music and,
Wow.
Maybe I'll get a musician.
So are you happy with how you've spent your time, or can you look at it to the point of 50 and think, time well spent, something like that at the moment?
Yeah, if I may say that for the last, since 2025 started, I've been really acquainted myself with the community, so I can say that the time I'm spending is like 55% well spent. Over 50%, sorry, yeah.
Wow. Sorry. Doctor, it's been fantastic talking to you. And as we go to our final question of the day, normally in every guest in the spotlight is given a chance to choose a book. Thank God you said earlier on that if you're stranded in the desert, you could have carried some few books. So which book would you have carried?
There's a book called Great Controversy.
Great Controversy by who?
By Ellen G. White.
What's it about?
It's about this world, where it started and where it is going. So I really recommend that book. I will take it with me. I've read it several times and I will continue reading it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Serge. It's been fantastic talking to you here in the spotlight. I want to wish you the best of the rest of your time in South Sudan as a UNV.
Thank you, Mr. Muro, and thank you for welcoming me in South Sudan. I wish you also all the best.
Thank you. We hope to catch up, inshallah. I don't get sick, but we should catch up.
Yes. Not in the hospital.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much. That is Dr. Sides talking to us here on the spotlight. My name is Moro Lokombo. Good afternoon.
Catino Oleo. Awobio Oelo. Adwang Oleo. I won't be aware of God, Mangolelo. There.